points, you're able to read that quicker what to do than maybe last time you were a regular starter at quarterback. Do you feel you read everything a little bit better?
Yeah, I think, you know, with more games and more snaps, you gain experience, and so everything clears up.
Your teammates raved about how you came in immediately and became a leader and kind of took over this team. Even though you're, you know, a veteran and everything, is it difficult to come into a new team and just, like, assert yourself like that immediately?
It was. It was a unique process for me because I realized it was my last go-around, so I didn't necessarily have the time to, you know, take it easy, take it slow. But I also didn't want to step on any toes. And so I just came in, and my mentality was to earn my leadership, earn my respect by just working extremely hard and being intentional with the guys. And so I came in and started to bust my butt in the weight room and in the film room, and then also just get to know the guys and have conversations with them. And I think that was kind of the beginning of earning this leadership role on this team.
I know players don't like to dwell on the past, but what you've done this year is a great comeback story. I mean, have you had a chance? I know you have a lot more to accomplish, but have you had a chance to sit back and look and think where you were last year at this time to where you are now and what all it took to get here?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a cool story. Just the opportunity that I've been afforded by Coach Kump, someone and his staff is pretty awesome. You know, not many times do you see a guy that, I guess, gets benched and then can come back and play good football the next season, and so it is a unique story. But that was kind of my mindset on the whole transfer process in general. Is I was confident in myself that I was capable of playing at a high level, and even the coaches at OU were saying the same thing. You know, you got a guy in Baker Mayfield that was an All-American last year, and he played extremely well down the stretch, and so, you know, it was just kind of a unique situation that I was in. But, you know, coming here and now through these three games, obviously we haven't proved anything yet. We've got a long way to go. But I think it's kind of being a parent to the country that I made the right decision, and I feel like I made the right decision for my last year.
I know now it might be easy to say, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal, but back when it happened, I'm sure it had to be pretty traumatic for you having to deal with that, going from starting to not starting with. I mean, can you tell me how you felt then and how you got over the
Yeah,
the
you know, as a competitor, you want to be on the field, and so anytime you play a lot as an early guy and kind of get that taken away from you, does it hurt? Absolutely. Like I said, I want to be on the field, and that's the only reason I left OU in the first place. But looking back on it now, I wouldn't change anything. I got to gain so many different leadership qualities and relationships and experiences that, you know, I wouldn't trade for anything.
You seem like a very motivated guy in general, but did that give you an extra dose of motivation, like what happened last year?
I guess you could say that. You know, coming in here, I've never taken the mindset that I have to prove anything to anybody, but, you know, it was more of a confidence thing, you know, internally inside myself, that I just knew I was capable of it. And so, again, just kind of always had the same mindset of working as hard as I could. And I continued that when I got here, and everything's worked out for me.
Do you take pride in being able to mold, like, the young receivers? Christian was talking about how much you've helped him, how much you've shown him how to do things and really, really helped his game. Does that make you feel good when you hear the receivers are saying things like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a guy that, and I've said it from the beginning of my career, I don't want to leave Texas A&M, and I didn't want to leave OU as a, you know, number 9 or a number 8 jersey. I wanted to leave there as somebody that made an impact both on and off the field, and I want my teammates to remember me as a guy that gave everything I had for them on the field and off the field. And so that means a lot to me, and it does, you know, it's something special for me to be able to kind of give those guys some wisdom. I've been around a long time, and, you know, I obviously haven't done everything right or everything wrong, but I've learned a lot about just simply playing college football that I can, you know, kind of pass along to those guys, and I think it's beneficial.
Trevor, I know you've probably already been asked this, but what did you take away from your performance? How would you have graded your performance last Saturday?
You know, I feel like I'm always critical on myself. I made the plays that I needed to make for us to get the W. I think I can still be a whole lot better in a lot of different areas. Decision making, there was a few plays that I obviously would have wanted back, and that's football, that's going to happen, but there's a few plays that I think I can be a lot better on. Footwork in the pocket, I'm continuing to work on that, just kind of being calmer back there and stepping up in the pocket and delivering the ball downfield. But this is just me kind of being overcritical of myself. But my whole mindset, and I've said it a million times, it's kind of a broken record, is getting 1 week better each week. And so I want to play better against Arkansas than I did against Auburn, and better than I did against, you know, Prairie View and UCLA. And so just getting 1 week better each week is my mentality.
Did you know you were in front of the line of scrimmage and that illegal forward pass? Like, did you know it already?
I didn't know necessarily where I was. I don't even know how far in front of it I was. But that's a play where, you know, I've got to realize Christian's in front of me, and we kind of work on him staying behind me. And so that was just one of those deals that's kind of a freak deal, and we'll get that corrected.
Going back to that week thing, you know, the coaches have even said, you know, remind us all the time about the rust, about you not playing. Do you feel like that's now behind you with three strong games behind you as well?
I don't ever kind of take the mentality of knocking any rust off or anything like that. Do I think I can play better than the first 3 weeks? Absolutely. And so I'll continue to just have that mindset of getting better. And that's, as any competitor, you should want to get better every single day. And so that's kind of more my mindset on it.
So you kind of let the coaches have your back on that one with using that?
Absolutely. If they, you know, they could say what they want, and they analyze me the way they want to, but my personal mentality is just moving forward.
How was your coaches marked on the drop off and not dropping off in the fourth quarter like y'all have against UCLA and Auburn? Coach Sumlin talked about a little bit after that game.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a continued emphasis on keeping our foot on the pedal. You know, when we get a decent lead or when we have a lead at all, to continue to push forward. You know, I think both in the UCLA game and the Auburn game, we had opportunities to put the game out of reach, and we didn't take advantage of it. And so moving forward, we're going to continue to emphasize that, you know, red zone offense, third down conversions, critical situations, to just make us a better football team all the way around.
How much tougher does it get to punch it in the end zone when the field gets that much shorter?
You know, we had opportunities this past week. You know, we missed a few passes, missed a few runs, missed a few blocks. I was saying earlier, we kind of all took our part down there in the red zone. I think, you know, we had 7 red zone opportunities. We scored twice. One of them was a long run, and then the other 5 were field goals. We had inside the 10, I think, 3 times. And so if we can just turn at least, you know, half of those, or, you know, a couple of those into touchdowns, that game looks completely different.